Okay, I feel like a talk show host. Social media strategy time. Time for the next segment on the morning show. And I'm so pumped because I have a new friend speaking today. Brittany Anderson is someone who helps people to grow 6- and 7-figure businesses. She teaches online. She is a big time mentor in the network marketing world. I know we have a lot of friends from that world. I'm so excited to hear her. She is going to crush it today. So could you all do me, Josh Coates style, give all of the jazzies in the world for Brittany? Thank you so much for being here, friend.
Hello. Thank you so much, Josh. I appreciate you. I'm really excited to be here with y'all, and thank you, Mavik, for leading us off with that mindset. I already bought the replay because I need that every day of my life, just little segments every single day to get my mind right and realizing that I'm worthy of everything that I want to do in life and in business, and I think it's a great reminder for all of us. So, like Josh said, my name is Brittany Anderson, and I have been utilizing social media to build a brand and share my life and grow a business for 6 years now. Before I discovered social media, I was a 3-time college dropout, and I had 2 failed businesses before I started utilizing social media and actually finding myself. So, after realizing that my authentic self was exactly what people needed, what my people needed was for me to be authentic, and I combined that with social media. In 6 years, now mind you, after 2 failed businesses, in 6 years, we've done over $10 million in sales. All from just saying yes, going all in, doing the scary things, getting my mindset right, and believing that people truly needed me as my most authentic self in order to inspire them to become their best self. Authenticity is your key to unlock your next level. If you maybe feel a little bit stuck, like if you feel like you find yourself saying, I feel stuck a lot, will you just drop me a yes in the chat box? Okay, and if you're speaking those things to yourself, I want you to go watch the replay of what Mavik just said, because we need to redo those subconscious stories and we need to build on a different belief moving forward. But this is super common when you're getting uncomfortable and you're doing something that you're not sure how to do. Being authentic does not guarantee success, but the lack of authenticity will eventually guarantee failure. Okay, that's from Jamie Kern Lima. I wish that was my quote, but it's not. It's from Jamie Kern Lima. But when I heard that, I'm like, this is so important and this is so powerful. My whole life, from my very first grade school report card, I was always told I was too much. You talk too much. You're too loud. She's constantly talking to the other kids. Now, mind you, I was talking to the other kids to help them because they didn't understand what the teacher was teaching them. But I had this gift to teach them and to translate to them what the teacher was saying in a way that they understood. But they didn't see that. I was too loud. I was too much. I had too much energy. If you resonate with that, you can drop me a 1 in the chat box. But here's the thing. It took me 28 years to realize that being too much was my gift. Because I was too much for the average person, it gave me this gift to reach and to speak and to uplift people that were in their deepest, darkest moments because no one else had enough energy to give. No one else had enough extra life to breathe into those people to just give them the flicker of hope. I was given the gift to be the lighthouse for these people. And if I had never stepped into the authentic version of me on social media, I couldn't have impacted the thousands of people that we're now able to impact. It wasn't until I realized this is your gift. Whatever people call out about you, or whatever you probably feel the most shame and the most guilt about, is probably your gift. It's probably your message inside of the mess that people need to hear, they need to feel, they need to know, they need to be given that speck of hope, okay? So I had always heard, oh, just be you, just be yourself, don't overthink it. Sounds so easy, right? But when you go to actually take action, it's like, but I don't actually know who I am. Like, I don't know who that person is. Because I ask you, who are you? If you can't tell me your relation with someone else or your career, If you can't say I'm a mom and you can't say I'm a public speaker or a network marketer or a real estate agent or any of those things, who are you? A lot of us don't know because there's so much noise and there's so much direction. There's so much do this, be here, fit into this box that we don't even know who we are. A hidden piece of authenticity that not nearly enough people are talking about is self-worth. Not self-confidence. You can be confident in one situation and not confident in another. Your self-worth. Every human being wants to be loved and wants to belong. And you put that on the line. You put that at risk when you show up as your most authentic self. And that's a very scary thing to do. But the reward for putting that on the line is a life that you cannot even imagine in this moment. We hold ourselves back from being authentic because this is really scary. It is so much easier to be rejected when you're masking yourself as someone else. Oh, that's not even me. They don't even know the real me. They're just putting that over there. That's not even me. I wasn't even showing up as myself. It's so much easier to be rejected when you're not showing up as your most authentic self. Being fake and filtered and inside the box is safer than putting yourself out there. 100% of the time, it's safer. But you already know what it feels like to not put yourself out there. You've already gotten the life that you can get without putting yourself out there. Is that the life you want yet? Or is there more? Is there more that you desire? More that you want to claim as your own? More that you want to be? Because you're worthy of those things. Okay, so I want to give you three tools. I'm going to give you three exercises. I'm not going to walk through them all right now because I have a lot of value to give you, okay? But I do want to give you three different exercises so you can kind of peel back these layers of who are you, because if we don't know who we are, we can't quite show up as the most authentic version of ourselves if we don't know what that person looks like, okay? My first question, and I would love for you to journal this out after the event today. If the world was silent around you, how would you move? What would you wear? How would you speak? Who would you spend your time with? How would you spend your free time? What would you do first thing in the morning? If the world was silent around you, there was no voices of opinions or feedback, there was no one telling you what to do, how to do, what to move. If the world was silent around you, how would you move? That's the first exercise. Simple as that. Okay. Second exercise, okay? How do you know if you're in a store and you're like, oh, I really like this suit coat. It looks comfy. How do you know if it fits? What do you do? Drop in the chat box for me. What do you do to see if something fits? You try it on. So to feel and to figure out if something is your most authentic self, try it on. If you see somebody who inspires you, try it on for size. I'm loud and I'm energetic and I talk with my hands. I think I was supposed to be Italian, but I'm not. Try it on for size. And there's some of you that are like, there is no way your personality is my size. That's good. That means we're getting closer to who you know you are because you know who you're not. It's a win. Try it on for size. This is exactly how I figured out who I was when I started on social media. Josh shared his first YouTube video impersonation, and honestly, I wish I was that good during my first video. It was awful. But I tried different things on for size to see, does this feel like me or did that feel a little bit weird? There's been so much noise your entire life. You don't even know what thoughts are yours and what thoughts are borrowed. There's no way to remember who you actually are because you've changed. You've changed over the years. So try a personality on for size. When you're talking in your stories or you're going live or you're making posts, just try a personality on for size. Try to be bold for a day. Try to be an extrovert for a day. Okay, just try it on for size and see what happens. It might be more of the real you than you even realize. Okay, that's exercise number two. That's going to take a little bit more time. It's going to take like 6 months of trying things on and figuring it out. Exercise three, 40 what ifs. Okay, I want you to write down 40 different things that start with what if What if 40 different positive things came true? What if this changes everything? What if my most authentic self changes lives? What if I make $10,000 a month? What if I buy my parents a house? What if I become debt-free? And just let the pencil lead the way, because your heart and soul will lead you to desires that you didn't even know you had. So just write. Just keep the pen moving, okay? You can type this out, but I highly suggest it's just different if you get out a piece of paper and you take a pen to paper, okay? 40 what ifs. Positive what ifs. Okay, so those are the three exercises. So what does being authentic even have to do with building on social media? Everything. It has everything to do with building on social media. Whether you're making a post or going live or doing stories like Morgan's gonna talk about, or just showing up, posting a picture, making the caption, asking a question, your authenticity, your soul is built into every way you move. Everything you do and don't do. Every decision you make or don't make. It's you. You are built into everything. Okay, I want you to think of someone, I'm gonna need your participation here. I want you to think of someone that you follow like religiously on social media. And I want you to drop in the chat box, why? What is it about them? Why do you find yourself in a scroll hole of their content at 1 a.m.? Like, why can't you stop consuming their content? Why? Why do you love it? Energy, joy. Positive outlook, love for life, value, authenticity, no sugarcoating, their personality, their energy. Not a single one of you said because of their success, because of their net worth, because they live a perfect life. You spoke about their soul, about their personality, about who they show up as every single day, their honesty, their passion, inspiring, like, that is what we're asking you to share. It's what connects people at a soul level, is just showing up at this as this version of you. They show up as themselves and they grab your attention. That's what we're doing on social media. That's the first step of social media, is grabbing people's attention in this loud, filtered world. Be yourself and grab people's attention. So now we're grabbing people's attention because we're showing up, we're trying on different sizes, and we're showing up as the most authentic version of ourselves. How does this make more money in your business? Okay, because if we're here to grow a business on social media, we can be in it for the heart and the soul and the fun and the good times and the friend, but the whole point of a business is to be profitable, create an income with your business. So when you grab people's attention, that is your opportunity to build trust and connection. People choose to work with people they trust. Josh could have just sent out a link and say, hey, I have 6 spots for anybody who wants to speak today. Just the first 6 to sign up win. But he wanted to build trust with people because people work with people they trust. They know that they are going to take care of his people. They're going to show up authentically to his people. People choose to work with people they trust. If I don't know you as a person, I can't possibly trust you. If you're a real estate agent, you're not the only person probably on your block that sells houses. So why would I choose to have you represent me when I'm buying or selling a house? I want to know you. I want to know about your family. I want to know about your life. I want to know what you stand for before I give you 2.5% of the house I'm selling. I want to know, are you a good person at your soul level? I know this is your business, but I want to know you. I want to trust you. So if we're not showing up as our authentic selves, we can't possibly build true trust and connection. Because it goes from authenticity into building trust and connection. And then the next step with this that skyrockets your business is community. If y'all have ever heard of a girl named Taylor Swift, will you drop me a TS in the comments? Okay, I know I like whiplashed you real quick. I like went from business and soul to Taylor Swift. Like, what just happened? Okay? Taylor Swift is not Taylor Swift because she is the best all-time singer that ever existed. Taylor Swift is Taylor Swift because of her world-class ability to build a community. She has a community that follows her everywhere she goes. She has people watching football that have never seen a single play in their whole life. They're asking questions now. They're interested because Taylor Swift is going to a game. That is community. But she couldn't have built that community and built the brand, the billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar brand that is Taylor Swift without authenticity and then trust and connection and community. Yes, don't forget the old men complaining about Taylor Swift and her 32 seconds of screen time, okay? But this is the flow, and it all starts with authenticity. It all starts with knowing and feeling that you are worthy of every single bit of success that you desire. Your authenticity is a key. It's key in your business, it's key in your social media, it's key in your branding and everything that you do with your business. But it's a key that unlocks other people's potential. It's the key that inspires other people to take action. All of you are here because somebody else inspired you to show up. Somebody else inspired you to say, you should come to this event. It's going to change the game. It's going to be so good. There's going to be life coaching and social media training. It's going to be the best. If you didn't trust that person, even though it's free, they didn't click the link because they're not here. Because they didn't trust the person who told them about this life-changing event and they didn't show up. What a missed opportunity. So when we show up as our most authentic self, we're going to do those three exercises. We're going to figure out who we are. We're going to figure out what we love and how do we move and how do we show up and how do we shine as our best self when we're not worried about what everyone else is going to say. And I know some of you are like, okay, I think I'm ready, but what if I'm bad? What if it's not good? I'm going to tell you now, it's not going to be good at first. It's going to feel really messy, and it's probably going to make you feel a little bit nauseous and a little bit like, okay, I'm sweating. Okay. Like, it's going to make you feel uncomfortable because for the first time in probably your life, you're showing up as who you are on a soul level. I want you to turn down the volume of your mind. And I want you to increase the volume of your soul, and I want you to show up that way in everything you do, not just social media. Practice it. Show up authentically with your friends and your family, and when you go to the local restaurants, and when you're talking to people, and you're meeting new people. Your people need your soul. I know that might sound a little bit crazy or out there, but I promise you, I can say the same thing, and you can say the same thing, and Josh can say the same thing, and Morgan can say the same thing, and Mavi can say the same thing, but the exact same group of people is only going to hear it at a soul level from one of us. They're going to take action and be inspired to move from one person. You are that person for a lot of people. A lot of people are waiting to be unlocked because they need your story and your voice and your heart and your soul, and they can't experience that until you tap into yourself. There is one person at a time waiting on you. And that's where it starts, from authenticity to trust and connection and into a community that explodes your business to levels that you cannot even imagine. Okay? all I need before I wrap up is just a commitment from you that you're not just going to take notes, you're not just going to hear it, but you're actually going to implement this. I want you to circle one thing, circle, highlight, star, whatever, the one thing that you're like, this is where I need to start. This is what I need to do first in order to apply all of the rest of the things that we're going to talk about. Okay, so if you are committed, drop committed in the chat box below. I love y'all. I appreciate you, and hope to see you guys again soon.
Yes, let's give it up for Brittany, everyone. Can we show her some jazzies? This is the Josh thing, and I really don't know why it's cheesy. I don't care. I've just always loved it. Like, I'm a high energy response guy. I played music for years, and Zoom squares are like better than phone calls, because yes. On the John Maxwell team, did these like conference lines where you listened in on phone calls, and that was even weirder. But I just want to see and feel you, so we do jazzies. Thank you so much, Brittany. That was so amazing. How many of you have ever felt like, you know, like, I want to go on social media, but if it doesn't look like this person or sound like this person, it won't be good or okay or whatever? And I love the idea, because honestly, I started off copying John Maxwell. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only thing I knew how to do, because I'd never seen any of this. I thought business meant you had to automatically put on a suit and tie and be like starchy and very, very, very like corporate.